Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in. Can you lift your hands to heaven? Sing it one more time. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Yes, Lord, the Lord is that Spirit, and we welcome you.
Welcome in this place.
Omnipotent, omnipotent Father. Precious Holy Spirit, I know you are here. You are here to take us higher. Hey, I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit, can you celebrate Him in His language? Out of your innermost being, my God. Hey, Adamara.
You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, let your
this week, Lord. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. Let your name be.
Yes, we cry out. Every day of this week, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified.
We give you glory.
We give you glory.
Hey. Continue, let's. My God, something is gonna break forth tonight. This is more than a conference. I believe the destiny of nations depend on this meeting. The destiny of Nigeria, the destiny of 2023. Associate yourselves, all ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Hey! For there shall come a sound from this house tonight. Hey! I hear the number 7. I hear the number 7. 7. There are 7 days of this conference. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Revelation 8 says there are 7 angels blowing the trumpet. 7. And as they began to blow the trumpet, each of the trumpet sound unveiled a mystery. Things began to happen. Joshua 6 verse 16, they blew the trumpet 7, they went around 7 times, and they blew 7 times. So now we're going to release this sound 7 times. While we prepare, I want to honor God's servants in the house, my big brother and friend, your pastor, your prophet, and of course my daddy, my prophet. Good evening, daddy. Don't clap. Let's we have business. You know, when pastor told me about this, I didn't bother talking too much. I knew that we're in a critical time in history, and God has chosen House of David to spearhead that sound. I believe for our nation Nigeria to send it to 2023. Just a few scriptures and then we'll blow and you follow the instructions. Somebody say the sound of the trumpet. From scripture, the people blew the trumpet, the priests blew the trumpet, angels blew the trumpet, even God blew the trumpet. Zechariah 9:14. He's going to be blowing with us tonight. Zechariah 9:14. Are you ready? Zechariah 9:14. Can we read 1, 2, go? And the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning, and the Lord God shall blow the trumpet, and shall go. As we blow tonight, he's releasing arrows and lightnings. Are you ready? Can you lift your hands? Psalm 47 verse 5, the Lord is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. The sound of the trumpet goes with a shout. Every time I blow a sound, you would blow your trumpet and shout. Are you ready? Father, according to your word, Numbers 10:10. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. Father, as we release this sound, remember Nigeria. Remember House of David. Remember your people for good. Are you ready? Don't blow until I blow. for the last shout. Judges 7:20, and the three companies blew the trumpets and break the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hand and the trumpets in their right hand to blow with all, and they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Father, we release this prophetic sound in the atmosphere. Let it speak right now.
Jehovah, 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 Jehovah,
Yeshua, 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 Yeshua. Abuja, gates in Lagos, gates against your destiny, gates against Nigeria, gates against the nations. Lift up your hands, holy gates. Hey, Jericho walls come down. Micah 2:3, lift your hands. My goodness, the shout of a king is in this house. The shout of a king is in this house. Micah 2:3, and then we worship a bit, and then daddy comes. Two thirteen, sorry. Breaker has come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gates and have gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. And because of this sound of victory, you will see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What you waited for has come to pass.
See what the Lord has done.
Before the end of this week, you will sing, see what the Lord has done.
See what the Lord has done. What we wait.
February 2023, Nigeria will sing, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What we waited for.
What we waited for.
Without a baby, but by this time next year, you will see what the Lord.
See what the Lord.
Hey, with your big, big belly and your baby. What you waiting for?
What you waiting for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
This year on your wedding day, you see this.
See what the Lord prophesying. Has done.
Oh,
see what the Lord has done.
What I waited for.
What I waited for.
My God.
Has come to pass.
Yes.
See what the Lord has done.
Take it higher. Oh,
see what the Lord.
my eyes have seen and my ears have heard. I have seen what the Lord has done. The baby I've been waiting for, He has brought it to pass. Hey! See my Isaac, see my Samuel, see what the Lord,
see what the Lord has.
And say, see what the Lord has done.
Yes.
sense as we adore Him. How we love you, Lord.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift these hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory.
Just love on Him now. Next 1 minute and so, I'm just gonna just serenade Him with my trumpet. Just find your space and adore Him.
Thank you.
We're not done with music yet. Pastor Nathaniel Bassi, stand at a lot. Somebody has just been healed by the Lord of brain tumor. I don't know who you are. We established a throne for the great physician because he's enthroned in the praises of his people, and he touched you, and that affliction is out of your life permanently by the word of the Lord. Come on, let's worship him again. Come on, go on, go on.
Lord, your kingdom, your kingdom.
Speak your own word to the Lord. Call him by his name. King of glory. Lord of hosts. Ancient of days. I am that I am. Beginning and the end. Alpha and Omega. The glory of Zion, our glory, the lifter up of our heads, the Lord of hosts, commander of the armies of heaven, the one to whom nothing is impossible, the Almighty. We bow before you. We worship at your feet. We glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He's exalted in the earth.
The Lord said to me, somebody had just been healed of a very bad toothache. You came in with a bad toothache. Oh boy. Somebody else had been healed of arthritis. If by the time worship started, you were feeling bad pain on your right knees. There are pains all over your joints, but the right knees was very bad. But as the streams of worship began to flow, at the sound of the trumpet, the one who died and rose again took away the arthritis, and you will never see it forever. You are healed totally. Come on, go ahead and just worship him. Just go ahead and worship him.
Just your name is our the great physician, the Holy One of Israel, Almighty,
is
victorious, invincible, triumphant in battle, the Lord of hosts, the man of war, the man of war, the man of war. The man of war, we praise your name, we glorify your name. Yes, Lord, is it so?
There
is somebody here, the Lord asked me to tell you the terrific, terrible, insurmountable walls of Jericho that surrounded your inheritance has collapsed. From this conference, go and possess your possession. Somebody give the Lord a joyful shout in this house. Had just been healed. You are healed. Twisted eye. Somebody came here tonight. You are hearing. You are wearing a hearing aid in one of your ears. You can hear very well with one, but you needed an aid in the other one.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And the word of the covenant said, the Lord shall perfect all that concerns me. And God has given you perfect healing in your ears. You will not need that hearing aid anymore. Let's worship him again. Let's celebrate him again. Let's celebrate him. Miracle had just taken place. There is a woman here. You are hearing me now. I don't know who you are. You don't have a biological child, and you are a bit advanced in age. And in the bit of going around looking for solution, your fallopian tubes were damaged, and they told you there is no way you can have a baby. Hear the word of the Lord. This time next year, you will dedicate a male child that comes out of your womb according to the word of the Lord, who confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his messengers. Come on up, come on up, come on up. Worship him. Just experience a creative miracle. Now, three things have happened in your life. You are married, you are a bit advanced in age, and you've never had a biological child. In fact, hear this, yourself and your wife, you are considering adopting a child, because for 3 years you have not been able to produce any living seed to make a woman pregnant. That's what your doctors told you. that you don't have any seed to make your wife pregnant. And then a few months ago, your wife stopped seeing a period. That compounded the case, and this has brought real stress on your marriage. Three things happening. The period of your wife is restored with immediate effects. Your reproductive system is healed for the glory of our God. And within the next 12 calendar months, you will have a set of twins. And you will know that God has sent a prophet to you. We celebrate the King. We celebrate the King. Of a bad case of breast cancer. It's on your left breast. On the left breast, you are undergoing treatment. It's a bad case. But the great physician, he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Woman, you are healed. Woman, you are delivered. Give glory to the King. Let's praise him. Silence in this house. The Lord is in his holy temple. Awesome is his name. The Lord is moving across the eyes, across the rows, touching lives, moving mountains, destroying yokes, lifting burdens, cutting off the root and the foundation of your sorrow, that you may break forth into joy, even the joy of the Lord. The Lord is removing the spirit of heaviness, the spirit of depression, the spirit of fear. And is replacing the spirit of heaviness with the garment of praise. And the joy of the Lord will make you strong. We bless your name, O Lord of hosts, head of the church triumphant, the one who died, who rose again, who is alive forever, who is alive in our midst. The one who heals, the great physician, the one who delivers, the great deliverer, the eternal shepherd of your people, we give you glory. Blessed be your name, Lord. Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Somebody say amen. Give the Lord a big hand.